I think you can imagine that it would affect his situation directly in the sense of changing how a judge might sentence him, when a judge might sentence him, how harsh the punishment might be. But, I mean, it leaves him left alone as sort of the living face of Enron. And, you know, the two men were certainly vilified in the aftermath of the bankruptcy and throughout this whole period since 2001. And even Ken Lay, who had was quite popular in Houston until Enron went bankrupt, you know, Skilling didn't have that residue of good feeling. And if anything, there were stronger sentiments after he spoke out publicly and testified before Congress and was so critical of the government and so defensive about Enron's behavior.